Shabbos HaGodol, Parshas Tzav, Tovshin Pei Gimel. I heard a beautiful yesod from my Rebbe, Hagoyin Rav Tzvi Dov Kanatopsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, many years ago, commenting on the psuk in the beginning of the Parsha. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Tzav Es Aron Yesbanov Leimor, Zos Torasa Ola. The Torah introduces the Parsha with the Tzav, with the commandment to Aaron and his children. This is the teaching of the Korban Ola. He, the Pasuk continues, Ha'ola ala mogda ala mizbeach kol alayla kol ala boker ve'isha mizbeach tu katbo. It's the Korban Ola on the firewood, on the mizbeach the entire night till the morning. Where you have to maintain the fire burning on the Mizbeach. The Kohen actually puts on big day vad, linen garment, and trousers again of linen, the din of Trumas HaDeshen, the Torah that mentions, which is placed, Eitzel HaMizbeach. Generally in the Torah, one is guided by the simple text, by the Peshut HaMikra, and obviously Chazal in Medrash and Gemara added and enriched our understanding of the dimensions of the Pesukim. Whenever you have, however, symbolism that's introduced in Chumash, suddenly, in effect, there is more room given for interpretation, but we have to recognize the limitations when employing this kind of methodology. If the symbolism is suggested in authoritative sources of Chazal, then suddenly we can have recourse to it without difficulty. And for that matter, if the intention of Chazal is to portray a panorama of importance and awaken our nefesh, our neshama, somehow arouse our sensibilities to an epic drama, then obviously that is clearly the intent of Chazal. So now, let us examine the Archaim HaKadosh here in Perek Vav of Ayikra Pasuk Beis, and the Archaim HaKadosh is really amazing how he sees the drama in these psukim. Let's indicate several phrases which really require attention. It's noteworthy that the parak begins with the ola, the korban ola, not a discussion of the olas nedava, a voluntarily offered ola, but rather the ola which is an olas chova, an obligatory ola that's brought each day, namely the ola that's brought in the morning, the Tamid Shal Shachar, the ola that's brought in the afternoon, the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim, and our text here begins with the Bein Harbayim, the afternoon korban. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even begin with the afternoon ola, but with an ola already being consumed throughout the night. What's fascinating is that in the pasuk, the Kohen is not mentioned right away, but rather when the Trumas HaDeshen, when he comes to take up the ashes, that's when the Kohen is mentioned by the text of the Torah. Of course, it's not only the first act of the Kohen described here, but he seems to be quite involved with the ashes, with the Trumas HaDeshen. First, he removes them from the Mizbeach, and then he changes his clothing, and then he carries them to what is called the Makom Tohar. The pasuk again repeats the burning of the fire, which seems to be rather significant in this entire parak. There's an enormous amount of emphasis on the burning of the fire, which obviously automatically should spark our imaginative juices. The text then follows with an arbor color brown ola, and then with the carbon shlamim. Why shlamim? So, lefi ha-halacha, according to halacha, there's no carbon that can be brought on the Mizbeach in the morning before the Olas Tamid Shal Shachar. And there's no reason why the first carbon following the Ola has to be the Shlamim. So Rashi has several pshatim, several interpretations. Rashi in Perek Vav, Pasuk Hei, to explain this Seder Hadvarim of the Torah. The Pasuk at the end, namely Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, repeats the idea that Eish Tomid Tukat Ala Mizbeach Lo Sichbe. The fire that's burning on the altar cannot be extinguished. The fire is continuous. The fire is on the Mizbeach. But somehow there seems to be an exciting imagery here that can actually really move us and hopefully elevate us. So these are the observations. These are the psukim. These are the phrases that we're going to utilize in our presentation. But we're painting a picture of Jewish history, a picture of Jewish suffering, a picture of the eschatology of Klal Yisrael that captures our heartbeat, and the major ideas are found here embedded in the Rachayim HaKadosh. The Torah is telling us the story of the history of the Tsar of Klal Yisrael and the Geula of Klal Yisrael. All through the night, there's a moked, the way the Pasuk described it, Al Mokido, Al Mizbeach, Kol Alayla, Al Boker, Ve'esh HaMizbeach, Tukad Bo. There's a conflagration that seems to consume all of Klal Yisrael. For anyone who witnesses this drama, it appears to be one gigantic kind of furnace which consumes the Kabban Ola. As a matter of fact, we can't even find the Kain. In the Midrashim, Chazal described the Kohen as symbolic of Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem is the Kohen of Klal Yisrael. And during this long and dark night, you don't see the Kohen. You can't hear him. You even wonder whether this Kohen sees this furnace. You even wonder whether he's concerned with this Mekade, the Esham Yisbarach Tukaba, with this destructive conflagration, and with the Eilah, which is being mercilessly consumed in the fire. As we know, the Eila is Kolil, Al HaMizbeach, completely burnt. So on the surface, says the Rachayim HaKadosh, it looks like a moked, like a wild furnace that's out of control, that's engaged in havoc and destruction. However, when one examines the Pasuk carefully, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, we see that this is an Eish, Tukad Al HaMizbeach, a fire in the altar which is kept burning. The Kohen is hidden from all eyes. The Kohen permits this furnace to consume, to destroy. There's somehow some meaningful Eish Kodesh which is operative on this Mizbeach. This Mokeh, this furnace, is turning to a Mizbeach. The Mokeh becomes a Mizbeach. And somehow, in some way, we're reaching out to a brighter morning, to a more meaningful tomorrow, to a future that is illuminated, and suddenly the Kohen appeared. The Kohen appears in Bigdei Vad, garments of linen. These garments are the garments of chesed, of rachamim, of compassion, of sensitivity to the sensibilities of others, and an act of rachamim, the Kohen takes the afer, the ashes, the residue of this furnace, of this moked, the residue of the Mizbeach, he lifts them up and he makes them kadosh, he makes them holy. And now with this residue, he's going to rebuild what the furnace has consumed. The act of rachamim is to save this residue. And Hashem appears here in two different modes. On the one hand, he's the compassionate Avinu Shebashamayim, the father to these ashes, the residue of this furnace, and he also appears at the same time as a vengeful melech who will exact retribution from those who initiated the fire and those who started the destructive motion of that furnace. So the Kohen suddenly changes his clothing. He takes the ashes and brings them to a Mokom Tor. Says the Yerachayim HaKadosh, where is this Mokom Tor? Eretz Yisrael. The remnant, the Sheres HaPleita, of the people that survived the furnace is now brought into Eretz Yisrael, and here a new life and a new perspective develops. The battle is far from being over. The Kohen now, as the melech, as it were, of this Am Yisrael, realizes a continuous Ola. This time it's clear to all, there's no mokade, there's no furnace, there's no conflagration, there's only a mizbech. And every korban is kadosh, every sacrifice is holy. Every sacrifice, every korban is for the realization of the dreams and the hopes and the future of Klal Yisrael. So in effect, the Kayin is now offering a new kind of Eila on the Mizbech. It's an Eila that's designed to secure Eretz Yisrael, to secure our boundaries, to assure a home for Klal Yisrael, and for the realization of that end, there are more Karbanos, more Eilais, but the ultimate goal, of course, is to be able to offer the Karban Shlomim, a Karban that brings Shalom Ben Yisrael, Abim Shvashamayim. A carbon that effectuates a reconciliation, a rapprochement between ourselves and Hashem Yisbarach. On this Mizbeach, carbonos are still being offered. Those who originally designed and perfected the Mokay, the furnace, have not been quieted. They would like to rebuild their furnace. But now Knesset Yisrael is offering carbonos on a Mizbeach, designed ultimately to bring shalomim, to bring some degree of harmony and peace to Klal Yisrael and to its Shechinim. And that's hardly where the story ends. In our view, namely the Torah view of the Achas HaYomim, the end of days, is one where Klal Yisrael is going to attain the position of Or LaGoyim, the teacher of all mankind, which is the lesson of the existence of Hashem Yisbarach, which is Torah Tchilas Gmilas Chasadim, V'Seiv Gmilas Chasadim. Torah begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed, and Klal Yisrael stands for these principles, namely Hashem Yisbarach, Ein Od Milvado on the one hand, and the centrality of Chesed, which is the very essence, the very quintessence of Klal Yisrael, is grounded on Chesed. This is what we're going to teach the Umos HaElam B'Achas HaYomim. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Melachim, in Perek Yud Beis, that B'Achas HaYomim, at the end of days, the Rambam says, there will not be hunger, there will not be milchama, and the concern of the world will only be to know Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, says the Rambam over there in Hilchos Melachim, Klal Yisrael will be recognized as the Chachamim, the wise men who know the great seidos, the great secrets of the existence of Hashem Yisbarach, as far as man can possibly know them. So in effect, Klal Yisrael will become the teacher of humanity in the area of Hashem Echod, Shmai Echod, Ein Ol Milvado, the recognition in one area, and another area, the area of Chesed, which will emerge in all of its prominence and greatness. Indeed, the symbol of the menorah, of the candelabra, now becomes extremely significant, for it's a symbol of the light of Chochma, the light of knowledge, the light of Limud HaTorah, the light of Emes, the light of learning, the light of truth, that will emerge from Klal Yisrael in order to illumine all of mankind. So now we understand the language of Rashi here. When Rashi comments in Vayikra, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, when the Torah says, Ve'esh, Tukad ala mizbech lo yisichbe, the esh is not going to be extinguished. So Rashi says, Esh shenema batomid, the Eish that it says about it, Tamid, an ongoing continuum, he shemadikin ba sanero shenema ba lahalos ner tamim. That Eish is now going to be used to illuminate the candelabra as a light for all mankind. Afi mi'alam isbeh chachitzon tuka lo sichbe. Of course, we know the two lavim for someone who extinguishes the Eish on the mizbeach. So, in effect, the Achaim Hakodesh is really, to a large extent, presenting us with a précis of Jewish history, of the ups and downs, of the zigzags of Jewish history, of that which Klal Yisrael has underwent, all the harpatkos. So in effect, we've traveled. We started with a moked, what seems to be a furnace. We then moved on to a mizbeach, and ultimately to a menorah, from a furnace to an altar to a candelabra. And that's how the Or Chaim HaKadosh translates the psukim. He writes, in that series of psukim that I mentioned a few moments ago, what is the pshat when the Torah speaks about this moked and the mizbeach? Ki yakriv maisei hatzaros v'nei midas hadin shemisachesu l'mizbeach. All the tzaros that we underwent during the days of Golus and the ups and downs, the zigzags of our history, we're going to be able to see the nekama of Hashem Yisbarach against our enemies. And he goes further, the Achaim HaKadosh explaining, Ufashad is begodav, velavash begodav macherim, the Kohen putting on other garments. Liyo shebgodim habishenim him lasas mishpat ba'osei ba'aseinu. The original garb was, in effect, to mete out justice to those who would want to do us in, those who are evil mongers. And now Hashem Yisbarach comes to take us out of a golus and to do right with us. Take every miyad, yikabiz nivutzoseinu, v'yotzi yosonim, yimachni anoshim arishoyim. Hashem will take us out and gather the ingathering of the exiled. El Mokom Torah, says the Archaim HaKadosh, Eretz Yisrael HaTahira, Eretz HaAmim is called Tzimeya, Hiva Afara, Afila Avira, Ein Lecham Mokom Sheikoy Torah, Zulas Eretz HaKadosh. The only Mokom Torah in the world is Atzein of HaKadosh. And Malkum Torah refers to our return to Hashem Yisbarach, Mekayimu Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Wanikra Torah Kavayochel. So, in short, in brief, what the Pesukim is describing to us is the history of Klal Yisrael. Even though it seemed at different points in time that we were Achmanu Litzlan, on the verge, God forbid, of perishing, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker. And the moked that originally looked like a furnace ultimately becomes a mizbeach, and the mizbeach ultimately becomes a menorah, and that menorah ultimately, in effect, will most significantly emerge in Mokom Tor, in Eretz Yisrael, with the Yibani Shalom HaMustahar, and Halavai, that is Dapkus, of Rucha Berucha, Yemietz Hashem, Shebi Mekuyim, Bekarov, the Netzach Netzachim, Amen v'Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon.